每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
4月6日，基督再来。看哪，耶和华必在火中降临，他的车辇像旋风，以烈怒施行报应，以火焰施行责罚。以赛亚书66章15节。一个人向你许下了100个承诺，并已经实现了99个，你一定相信他也会实现最后一个承诺吧？主耶稣已经实现了他所有的应许，除了一个，就是他还要回来。他会回来吗？圣经旧约和新约都提到主的再来。耶利米说，主再来时，耶路撒冷将有神的荣耀，万民将聚集敬拜他。以西结说，耶路撒冷要被重建，圣殿要被重修，国度要恢复并得福。西番雅说，他要教以色列唱新歌，要赶走假基督。在新约，马太把基督比喻成新郎，要回来接新娘。马可把基督看成外出远行的家主，把家业临时交给仆人管理，直到他回来。路加说，耶稣是贵胄，去远方，把产业留给仆人打理，在他回来之前，他们可以做些交易。约翰引用基督的话，我去，原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。整本启示录都是说耶稣荣耀的再来。我们可以和写启示录的使徒约翰一起说，阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。如果你知道耶稣今天就要回来，你会怎样做呢？让我们一起祷告。天父，我们知道主将再来，我们因此充满盼望。父啊，我们祈求你的旨意成就，你荣耀的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。当天国的福音传遍万邦的时候，主耶稣就会再来。祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
April 6th, the second coming of Christ. The Lord is coming with fire, and his chariots are like a whirlwind. He will bring down his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire.Isaiah 66:15. What would you say about a person who had made 100 promises to you and kept 99 of them? You probably would think that he was honest enough to fulfill.Last promise as well, wouldn't you? Jesus Christ has fulfilled every promise he has ever made, except one. He has not yet returned. Will he? In both the Old and New Testaments, there are references to the return of the Lord. Jeremiah said that the Lord's coming in Jerusalem will be made the throne of his glory, and nations shall be gathered in representation. Ezekiel tells of a Jerusalem which is to be restored, a temple which is to be rebuilt, and a land which is to be reclaimed and blessed with prosperity at the Lord's return. Zephaniah gives us the new song that he will teach to Israel and describes the overthrow of the false Christ. In the New Testament, Matthew likens Christ to a bridegroom coming to receive his bride. Mark sees him as a householder going on a long journey and entrusting certain tasks to his servants until his return. To Luke, Jesus is a nobleman going to a far country to transact business and leaving his possessions with his servants that they may trade with them until he comes. John quotes Christ as saying, "I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you to myself." The entire book of Revelation tells of the glorious return of Christ. And we can say with the Apostle John, who wrote that book, "Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." What would you do differently if you knew he was coming today? Let us pray. Father, we know that Jesus is coming again, and so we have hope. We pray, Father, that you will accomplish your purpose, and that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of your glory as the waters cover the sea, and that when this gospel of the kingdom is preached to all the nations, then the Lord Jesus will come. In Jesus' name, amen.